Couple quick things before we get into the message. Justin and Kristen had to leave during choir practice. They found out Justin's uncle passed away unexpectedly this afternoon. So I know they'd appreciate your prayers for them, and told them call us if we could help them out. And I don't know all the details, but I'm sure we'll find out. So lift his family up in prayer. And I told the choir, I said, it's just amazing to me. It seems like Christmas time, Thanksgiving to the end of the year, every year there's people that lose loved ones and people that we know, and it's a difficult time. And so I know they'd appreciate you praying for strength for their family and comfort, amen, healing, as many others as well. And then also I need to mention this. Several years ago, we had asked you if you would, and again, I'll say it again like I do every year, if Christmas cards is your thing and your Christmas is destroyed if you don't get Christmas cards, then you go ahead and do that. But what we had asked folks to do several years ago is, instead of getting Christmas cards for people in the church, whatever you would give towards Christmas cards and stamps and all the stuff that goes with it, if you would put that in what we call a white Christmas offering that we try to be a blessing to one of our missionaries. So if you would do that this year, we're going to do that again, and all you have to do is take your offering envelope and write white Christmas on it, or, you know, whatever, however you do it. I don't think we can do it online that way, but I think that if you want to do it again through a check or cash and do it that way, then we've got a missionary family we'd like to help this year. So just wanted to make you aware of that before we got too much farther into the month of December. And we'll try to get that done by the 25th, okay? So make sure, just plan for it again. If your Christmas is destroyed because I do Christmas cards and you have, you know, okay, well, you go ahead and do it, okay? I don't want to ruin Christmas, but if you would help us with that, that'd be a blessing. Turn to Luke 6, chapter 6 tonight, and we're going to begin in verse number 35. We'll read down through verse number 38. And I've been dealing this whole year with different areas of life we have to deal with to be like Christ. Okay, and we're going to finish that up tonight and kind of go in next week full Christmas mode, since we're full Christmas mode, right? But here in chapter 6, verse 35, now again, When I give you this, it's not me saying this, it's the Lord Jesus. Can we agree there? And so what he's asking us to do is not easy in our flesh. So when we can't do these things, it really shows us that we are not walking in the Spirit of God. We're trying to do things in the flesh, because some of what he's telling us to do is impossible to do in ourselves. And we'll say things like this: well, I'm only human. Can I say this tonight? That's a cop-out. You're not only human. If you're saved, you're filled with the Spirit of God. Brother Shane, we'll talk about teenagers. Say, well, you know, they're just teenagers. But they say they're saved. So if they're saved, they have the same Holy Spirit as a 70-year-old man or a 60-year-old woman. That's the same one, right? So I think sometimes we let people off the hook and say, well, they're just human, right? Okay. I know we're not going to live perfect. But I think sometimes we get to the point where it's just like, well, that's just the way it is, right? But if we're going to be like Christ, we should be becoming more like him each day. So here in Luke chapter 6, verse 35, he says this: but love ye your enemies. Uh-oh. And do good. Doesn't say just mouth the words, love your enemies. Do good. And lend. Uh-oh. We won't lend to people we like. Jesus saying that. Give to your enemies. Right? Not people that talks about how good you are. Your enemies. That's what he's saying. Hoping for nothing again. You know what that is? Giving. It's not, hey, I'm taking you to court if you don't pay this back to me. He's saying, look, you give hoping to get nothing in return from it. Right? It's a principle he's trying to teach us. He said, hoping for nothing again, and your reward shall be what?
Great.
The little bit you're asking to get back here, he's saying that's nothing compared to what you will get if you'll do this. Right? Goes on to say, and your reward shall be great, and ye shall be the children of the highest, for he is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil. Now let me stop there for a moment, because you know what we'll do right there? We'll say, he sure is. Right? Brother Chad, he sure is. I'm thankful. That's Jesus. That's just who he is. He's so wonderful, right? But that is not what he's saying. He's saying, you do this. Right? See, we let ourselves off the hook and say, well, Jesus, he did that for me, and I'm so thankful, and just on and on. And we make much of him, which we should, but if we really want to make much of him, he's saying, you name the name of Christ, you do these things. Right? Let's go on. He said, he is kind unto the unthankful, to the evil. Now watch this. Be ye therefore merciful, as your Father is also is merciful. How you doing? We like to, but Jerry, we like to receive that mercy. We don't like to give it. Right? Here's the one we like. Judge not, and ye shall not be judged. Condemn not, and ye shall not be condemned. Forgive, and ye shall be forgiven. Is that in your Bible? Now, what do we like? We like to judge not. We like to turn that book, say, Matt, judge not. Right? We like to flip it on people. That's not what Jesus is saying. He didn't say use this scripture as a whipping post for someone else. He said this is for you. Because all I ever see people doing is quoting to other people, judge not. Brother Jose, I don't know that I've ever seen anybody say on their social media post, I will not judge. I've never seen somebody say that. I will not judge. They say, you don't judge. And then they judge you for judging, right? Am I wrong? So we like these scriptures when God is extending it to us. And we like it when others are extending it to us, but that's not what he's saying. He's not telling others to do it to us. He's telling us to do it to others. Right. So what we have to deal with, and you know what? This is going to sting. I'm going to tell you, it's going to sting. So get the salve out. Salve up real good, because it's going to sting. Amen. What we're going to deal with tonight is forgiveness. Amen. Yeah. Maybe we'll just have an altar call. I mean, you know what? If we dealt with the big stuff, we'd all shout and say, hey, man, you know why? Because we're not guilty of that. But this right here, dealing with forgiveness, isn't knowing the Lord forgives us a reassuring thought. I mean, the fact that he forgives us, we'll sing about it, we'll raise our hand, we'll praise God, man, we'll preach about it, we'll run the aisles about the forgiveness of Jesus Christ to us in Calvary, and thank God for that. When's the last time we ever just got on our face before God and said, Jesus, help me to forgive people like you forgive me? Because that's what he's saying. See, you can do all your little posts, and you can I want to thank God for this. But here's what he's saying. If you really got it, if you really got what you say you got, prove it. And that we're living in this. I was talking to a young preacher today. He came by here, and I was talking to him, and I said, I'm just different, I guess. I'm from a different generation, but I said, I don't need all this mealy mouth fluff. I said, you know, just do it, right? And it's like Jesus saying here, you don't have to talk about forgiveness, and you don't have to post about forgiveness, and you don't have to pontificate it. Just do it. And so here he goes on to say we should have the same assurance in knowing that our brother or sister in Christ will forgive us as we do that Jesus forgives us. Amen. But they ought to also have the same amount of assurance that I'll forgive them as I do that Jesus forgives me. Right? And we want others to forgive us. Brother Johnny, forgive me. And if he doesn't, well, you know the Bible said you've got to forgive. But then you carry all this bitterness around with you and won't forgive. So I think what we got to get back to is taking this book and putting it up in our face and stop putting it on others and saying, here's what you need to do, and just look in the mirror and say, this is what I need to do. The Bible tells us to forgive, right? Well, I just can't. Well, can I be honest with you? Then you're committing sin.
That's right. Preach on. Preach on. Yes, sir.
Bottom line.
Right.
But you don't know how bad I don't see that.
That's right.
I just see where Jesus says forgive.
Amen.
There's no paragraphs of explanation, the degrees of forgiveness. He just says forgive. I mean, the Bible's real simple, right? It's not easy. It's simple. Forgive.
Right.
That's what he said. So forgiveness is difficult for us because we think the other person does not deserve forgiveness. They don't deserve it. Let me ask you something. Do you?
That's right. Amen.
But if we come to terms with the fact that we absolutely do not deserve the forgiveness of the Lord Jesus Christ, then maybe forgiving others can become easier towards for us, because we realize that in all the things that you've done to me, there's nothing that you have done to me that even compares of what I've done to Christ.
Right.
Nothing.
Right.
Well, they've talked bad about me, so what? What have we done to Christ?
That's right.
They hurt my feelings. Well, what have you done to Christ?
Amen.
They have lied about me. What did we do to Christ? Everything that you feel, well, they don't deserve it. Neither do we, but he did.
Yes.
And now he's telling us to forgive others. Tonight. And so, how can we, be, as followers of Christ, deal with forgiveness? Three things. First of all, in verse 35 and 36, Jesus deals with mercy of forgiveness. Verse 35, love your enemies and do good and lend, hoping for nothing again, and your reward shall be great, and ye shall be the children of the highest, for he is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil. Watch this. Be ye therefore merciful, as your Father is merciful. That's what he's saying. What's that mean? Well, he's telling us we're to have mercy to the undeserving. Did you get that? The undeserving. What does the word mercy mean? Pardon, benevolence, compassion. It's a definition. None of those words show me that someone deserves that. When you look at the word pardon, it does not mean found not guilty. It means guilty, but you're pardoned.
That's right.
When you look at the word benevolence, it is not that you've earned it. It is a giving of something that's not earned. When you look at compassion, compassion is not earned. It is given. And so when we look at the word mercy, and he tells us that we are to be merciful, be ye therefore merciful as your Father also is merciful, he's saying you ought to, because you got mercy from God, you ought to extend the same mercy to someone else. Just pardon them. But they don't mean that they never apologize. So what?
That's right.
If they did, you wouldn't think they meant it.
That's right.
Right? If they said they were sorry, unless they had bleeding knees and tear-stained cheeks, you'd say, I don't think you mean it. So why don't you just go ahead and extend mercy to them, to the undeserving? We must give it to those who don't deserve it at all. Do you get that? Not at all. I'll forgive them when they apologize. Help yourself. You're going to be as miserable as you are now. Carry it around with you. Carry your little backpack of pride around with you. I'm going to show them, bless God, that they're not going to treat me that way. I'm nobody's doormat, and I'm not going to forgive them. Go ahead. You're not hurting them. They don't care.
That's right.
They don't
That's
care.
Right.
But, Chad, they could care less.
Preach on. Preach
how you feel about them.
Yes,
you're the one carrying your baggage around, right? And so here it is. He's saying, be merciful to the undeserving. It is easier to forgive those who we deem worthy. But that's not mercy. You weren't worthy of forgiveness.
Amen.
Neither was I. To the undeserving. Watch this. To the unthankful. In verse 35, he said this. He is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil. It is not necessarily appreciated. It is not only for others, it is for you. you got to start taking some of the garbage off.
Right.
And you can be justified in your mind of your hatred and your bitterness and your unforgiveness if you want to. But you're the one it hurts.
That's right. Amen.
If they just be thankful, well, it doesn't matter if they're thankful or not. That's not what the Lord said. Do it if they're thankful. He just said do it.
Amen.
He died for those that, Jesus was being tried, and they chose Barabbas. And they said, we'll not have this man rule over us. He forgave them. He died for them. Father, forgive them. They know not what they do.
Right.
He didn't say just to this group here that's deserving. He said to all of them.
Right.
Now let me ask you this. Why are you better than Jesus?
Come on. Preach on, preach.
Thankful. Unthankful. They don't have to thank you for it.
Right.
It's nice when they do. And let me say on the flip side, you ought to thank people. Brother Bart, I'll be honest with you. If I was preaching to get thank yous and that boys, I'd quit a long time ago. Most time when people walk out the door, they... Right? I mean, if that's what you're doing it for,
right.
You know, if you're serving in ministry around here so you can get a thank you, you might not get one. Now, I told one of the ladies today in the nursery, tonight, I said, I just want to thank you. I appreciate that. I don't do that all the time. I hope they don't get offended, but somebody ought to. But they don't do it to get a pat on the back. They do it because they love God.
Amen.
See, you ought to forgive people that are not thankful, right? That are undeserving. They don't deserve it because we didn't deserve it. How many times you say, oh, I just want to thank the Lord for saving me. You know how you thank Him? If you love me, keep my commandments. That's what He said.
Right.
Talk's cheap, right? We should be thankful God forgives us, even if others don't appreciate our forgiveness for them. We ought to look and say, God forgave me, I'm going to forgive them. Then to the unmerciful, even if the person would not extend mercy to you.
Right.
You know, you got anybody like that you know? They wouldn't spit on you if you was on fire? Right? I know some Baptists like that toward me.
Right.
I know some Baptist preachers like that toward me. Even if the person would not extend mercy to you. It doesn't say do it if they'll do it. That's not what He said. He said, be ye therefore merciful. Notice what verse 36. Be ye therefore merciful as they are merciful to you. That's not what your Bible said.
Right.
Your Bible said, be merciful to them as your Father is merciful to you.
Yes.
Has nothing to do with them. It has to do with your relationship with God.
Right.
Father, forgive them. So we are modeling Christ, not man. Let me ask you this. If you were going to model your life after somebody, who's a better example? Man or God? Well, that's what He said. He said, be therefore merciful as your Father also is merciful. That's our model, right? Didn't say model yourself after the preacher. Didn't say model yourself after your mom and daddy. Didn't say that. Amen. So mercy of forgiveness. Then look at the manifestation of forgiveness. Verse 37. Here you go. Again, I want to preface this by saying this. Don't take this verse and shove it in somebody's face. You shove it in your own face. Judge not. That's the Lord telling you, not you being able to tell somebody else. Can we agree there? Judge not, and ye shall not be judged. Condemn not, ye shall not be condemned. Forgive, and ye shall be forgiven. So it looks there to me that God is saying, if you really are going to manifest forgiveness, here's what it looks like. Judge not. Okay? So what are we learning? First, watch this. Don't look downward. Judge not means you are looking downward towards someone else. Correct? You don't judge upward. You, in other words, when you judge, you are looking at yourself as the superior.
Right?
I'm better. so therefore I can condemn. I'm higher, so therefore I can look downward and say, they're not doing this right. Right? Oh, I'd never do that. That's exactly what you're doing. When you judge, when you condemn, when you look at someone and say, you're not doing this right. And I'm just be honest with you. I very rarely see people, and I see it. And Brother Jose, I try not to be critical, but I see people posting their little nifty little sayings on social media, and here's what it is. It makes them feel good to condemn other people by saying, judge not. Condemn not. You need to forgive. It's never. I've never seen someone post something that says, this is what God showed me. It is always trying to fix somebody else. Amen. Might as well say amen right there. So here's what I'd say. Save your breath. Please. I'm going to get on the soapbox right here. You say you shouldn't do that. Well, I'm going to. So buckle up. I'm tired of our church people writing all these silly little quotations to straighten other people out. Seriously. Nobody cares. You're not fixing anybody. If you love God like you say you do, then you pray for them and you don't put stuff on social media. Right. Amen. Because I'm tired of it. Amen. I'm sick of it. Right. If you love God and love people like you say you do, save your little keystrokes and pray for them. Amen. But you're not spiritual because you post something on there that you think is, I'm going to get them and this is going to change who they are. No, you just look foolish. Amen. You look like the spiritual immature person. Save your breath, pray for them, and ask God to work on you. Okay? Off the soapbox now. Was that clear or was that cloudy? I want to make sure I'm clear. You're not spiritual. Spiritual is, I'll take it to the prayer closet. Spiritual is, I'll let God deal with it. Spiritual is, I'll forgive them no matter what they do to me. Amen. Good preaching. So when we judge, we're looking downward. We are unworthy to enact judgment based on our perception of others. You don't have the whole story. Boy, I have grieved someone's spirit tonight. There's three sides to the story. Yours, his, and the truth. And when you start throwing the judgment at what you're doing, say this is the way it is. God judges, we don't. So don't look downward. B, look inward. Right? Judge not, ye shall not be judged. Condemn not, ye shall not be condemned. Forgiven, ye shall be forgiven. So when we look inward, if we look inward at God's grace, we realize we should be condemned. You look in. I mean, if you'll do a self-assessment and really get God, search my heart, get down in there deep, you're going to realize you should be condemned. So should I. Right? We should be condemned. We don't have the right to condemn others when we should be condemned, right? It's like a bunch of people in prison going, you know what? He should be on death row. Right. Okay, what'd you do? Well, I killed five people, but his is worse, right? You're guilty of the same thing.
Right.
So you're not the judge, neither am I. We don't have the power to condemn. What we do have the power to do is forgive. So we look inward, then, watch this, we look upward. We look upward because Christ is our example. And if he's my example, I have to look upward to see what that is. So the same forgiveness we enjoy should be given to others. Right? What you enjoy, give to others. You enjoy God's grace, give to other people grace. You enjoy God's forgiveness, give other people forgiveness. You enjoy God's mercy, give it to other people. Right? Because what? Look what it says right here, right? Let's look down here at verse 38. Just first part. Right to that semicolon. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Now, automatically, you know what our mind goes to? Putting stuff in the offering plate. That's not what that's saying. Look at it in context. What he's saying here He's given you love your enemies, lend, hope. He is kind. He gives example. Verse 36, be ye therefore merciful.
Right.
Verse 37, judge not,
right.
Condemn not, forgive.
Right.
Then verse 38, give, and it shall be given unto you. What's that tell me? It gives me the measure of forgiveness.
Right.
It's giving. It's not earned, right? Earned is a wage. Giving is a gift. Right? Give. All these things he's saying are not earned. Brother Matt cannot earn my forgiveness. He could do everything. I could say, listen, here's what it's going to take to earn my forgiveness. And he could do all those things, and there's no guarantee that this emotion of forgiveness is going to overwhelm me. Right? But if I choose to give forgiveness, it is my gift to him. That's what he says.
Glory to God.
Give and it shall be what? So it seems to me, Brother Russell, that what God's saying is to the amount that you give to others. And let me say this. I'm not going to stand up here tonight and tell you I understand all this. Because I understand that my sins are dealt with. Okay? I understand that. So I'm not saying God does not forgive us of our sins. I don't know exactly how to measure all this up, okay? I feel like it has to do with our fellowship, our standing with God, as far as our fellowship and us being right with Him, right? We're not losing our salvation because I don't forget, but you can't be right with God. I mean, I can't pray, be right with God if I have bitterness in my heart, right? So here he's talking about this giving. All right. In other words, what he's telling us is the measure of forgiveness. And so he deals with our giving. Forgiveness is given, not earned. It's given. You don't earn it. We were talking in our Sunday school class and actually dealt with this in our marriage retreat, how the world's idea is, you know, You earn people's respect. I'm not going to respect you. You have to earn it. That sounds good, but it's not biblical.
Right.
Nowhere in your Bible say earn respect, right? You say, well, that'd be like me saying this. Well, you got to earn my love. Well, how do you? Well, that's not right, preacher. No. See, the world doesn't tell you earn people's love. They tell you earn their respect. Well, Jesus didn't say that. Right? He didn't tell women or men to earn the respect of their wives. He just tells the wives, respect your husband.
Right.
He didn't tell the wife to earn the love of her husband. Right? He just tells the husband, love your wife as Christ loved the church. Gave himself for it. Right?
Right.
Same thing with forgiveness. Nobody's going to be able to earn your forgiveness. There's no set line, right? There's no standard to when you get to that line. They can still say, no. You know? Come on. Nope. Haven't got there. That's why he's saying it's a gift. You got to give it.
That's right.
Giving it shall. So our giving is, as I give to Brother Johnny, as I give to Brother Shane, Brother Matt,
right?
Brother Kenneth. God's saying that's what I'm going to give you. That's what I'm going to give you. To the measure,
yes, sir,
that you give to others.
Good.
And it, the principle is there with all. It's your tithes, offerings, missions given, forgiveness, right? Everything. God's saying with the measure that you give, that's what I'm going to give back to you.
Right.
So you want to be tight-fisted with your forgiveness? God said, that's fine. You can't have fellowship with me like you want till you do.
Right.
To the measure we give forgiveness is the degree we receive it.
Good.
Then finally, our gain. What do you get out of it, right? Well, if you go on down to verse 38, he says this, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall be given to your bosom. For with the same measure that ye meet, with all it shall be measured to you again.
Amen.
What So what do I get out of forgiving people? You ready for this? This is the most important part of the message. It enhances our relationship with God. You can't have a right relationship with God and have bitterness towards someone else. You can't do it, right? It soothes our conscience. I can go to bed at night, as far as I know. There's nobody I hadn't forgiven. I don't have aught with a brother. I'm good, right? I'm clean. Now, you may not feel that way toward, but I don't. There's nobody. I'm not upset with anybody in our church. I'm not upset with anybody in the. I'm good. I'm going to lay my head down tonight knowing that, as far as I know, if God may bring something to my mind later and say, what about this? Then I need to fix that.
That's right.
But I don't walk around all the time like some Christians I see. They're angry all the time. They're mad.
Right.
But, Junior, I mean, it's like they're just like a grizzly bear ready to, you know, like a grizzly bear walking around with people that's got on ribeye steak hats and they just want to jump on their head. Right?
Right.
I mean, you just don't know how I've been treated. Did you see that in any scripture that we just read?
Right.
Did Jesus say anywhere in there, here's your out. Here's your off ramp, right? Here's the degree which you don't have to forgive people. Was it in there? Didn't see it. So my gain is that my relationship with the Lord is right, okay? That it soothes our conscience. I feel good, right? And it opens up fellowship with others. But our fellowship can be right. Now watch this. I'm gonna give you something. This is a side note, and I'm done. I ain't preaching all night. I'm tired. I've been here for 14 hours. You don't have to go through the whole process of reconciliation with everything, with everybody. Here's what I mean. Okay. There is a process, I believe. The Bible tells us. Go to your brother. That doesn't work. Take somebody with you. That doesn't work. Bring it before the church. Right? I agree with that. There's also this. This is step one. Okay? Step one. It's like the Lord's just saying, get over it.
Right?
Right? We don't have to, brother, we don't have to go through the whole court case of, I got to go to my brother and try to reconcile. And if that doesn't work, I've got to take. You don't have to do all that. You have the power to say, you know what? I don't know if they're okay. I'm okay.
Right.
The reconciliation to me,
yes,
is not going to them and saying, you have hurt me and you've offended me. And I can. The Lord's just saying, get over that. The reconciliation is, you know what? I want our fellowship to be right.
That's right.
It's not about, I don't think it's about getting an apology out of somebody.
Right.
I mean, I have the ability just to go, you know what, Brother Shane? It's good, man. We're good.
Amen.
We're good.
Amen.
You know, you said that. All right.
Good.
You have that power,
yes,
and that ability not to carry this baggage with
That's
you
right.
everywhere you go. The sin and the weight. I'm justified in the way I feel. Maybe, but it's a weight. You're just dragging it. Yesterday, my wife went to Lowe's and bought two brand new toilets. They are nice. Brother Paul, them things are fancy. They're also, I didn't read the little thing on the side of it before I yanked it off the back of the truck and was going to show her how macho I was and carry it upstairs to the girls' bathroom. It said 95 pounds. Now, there is no toilet in the world that ought to weigh 95 pounds. But this one did. And I've gone up the driveway, up the sidewalk, climbed the steps to go inside numerous times. And I've gone upstairs to the girls' room numerous times. I didn't make it all the way because of a 95-pound toilet. I needed help. Leah came and helped me. She grabbed part of that, and she's dragging it, and I'm pushing it. What's your point? My point was I could have made it up to the bathroom without that toilet real easy. But once I threw that weight on me, right, it became harder. Amen. So here's what I'm giving you. Maybe it's time for you to drop the weight of unforgiveness.
That's good, brother. Yes, sir.
Or you can drag it around.
That's right.
You know? And you can find your unspiritual friends that will agree with you that you have all this reason to be mad and upset. And y'all can all be unspiritual together. Or you can believe the Bible and just do what Jesus said and says, forgive them. Let's stand.